Was there a gasp the moment that Christ breathed his last breath? At that moment, did all the host of heaven, the angels and archangels and all the heavenly chorus skip a beat, drop a note, or just stopped their eternal singing? Surely they must have. Surely Jesus' final breath was the moment in which the greatest silence ever imagined was experienced in heaven and on earth. A silence that was followed by more silence, then perhaps nervous chatter. That's what happens in awkward moments. Chatter begins to fill the uncomfortable silence. Platitudes and grand explanations are offered in an attempt to make sense of those things which defy explanation. What could fit this framework more than the death of God's only Son, and at the same time, the death of God himself? Did the angels and archangels fall into a dead silence, or did they know? Did they know that this was not the final word? That day, this day, has no comparison throughout history. An innocent man hung on a cross alongside two deserving criminals. That part is not singular. Any number of innocent people have been put to death for any number of wrong reasons. Still, this one is different. His death is different. Not because Jesus is a singularly good person who should not have been killed in such an untimely fashion. That tome could be claimed time and again. It is different because Jesus is God incarnate, God in the form of one of us, God laying down his life for us. This is what makes this crucifixion singularly different from any other example of a wrongful death. Furthermore, it was chosen in a way that no other person could choose. God himself chose to empty himself and live and die as one of us so that we could live with him. Did the angels know the plan? Or were they as caught as off guard as the ragtag bunch that had been following Jesus? Did the heavenly hosts know that the curtain of the temple would be torn in two, or were they as disturbed by the events of this day as the others who were there? Did angels rush to the side of Judas to assure him that he was still loved? And if so, did he reject their overtures and choose to remain in a hell of his own creating? Good Friday in itself leaves so many unanswered questions, in no small part because Good Friday does not have the final say. Good Friday is the day of humanity, but the day of divinity is yet to come. Good Friday is a day that everything in all the cosmos is off sync. Nothing is quite right. Not only is it not quite right, it is all wrong. We reread the Passion narrative each year on this day. We hear of Judas's betrayal, Peter's denial, Pilate's refusal, the leader's insistence, and the crowd's determination. In this rereading, we are reminded of the ways in which we are a part of this event, the ways in which we betray, deny, refuse, insist, and are determined. We know that we have a place in this Good Friday, and we feel the discomfort that comes with that knowledge. This day is the day that the whole creation is knocked a bit off kilter, that nothing is as it should be. The Son of God has given himself as a ransom for many. That many includes us. The good news is that this death is not the final say. Amen.